Film scenes appear on a reel. Logo. Footage Film Studios. The Los Angeles skyline glows against the night sky. In a hospital's maternity unit, a woman in labor clutches her husband's hand.
Come on, baby, you got this. I want you to breathe. We're gonna push on three.
Ready?
Okay? One, two, three, push! Come on, T! Come on, baby!
She's crowding, she's got a head. You're doing great, Tiana. Okay? One more big push, okay? One,
two, three, push!
She's here. Okay, Dad, we're gonna have you cut the cord.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, great job. You ready? Okay, you ready? One more time. One more big push, okay?
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three,
push! Push, baby, push!
Push! She's coming.
She's here.
Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Right there, Dad. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Great. Great job.
Oh.
Beautiful twins. You did great.
We did it.
Yes.
Little Ryan and Kaya.
Oh. Little twins.
Love you too.
They're beautiful.
Thank you, Dad.
A title appears in silver and red on a black background, Assistant 2. In the daytime, a bird soars over a home with three garages and palm trees in the front yard. Inside, a kitchen counter holds a wine bottle and a framed photo of a smiling middle-aged man and woman. In another photo, the man smiles with his college-aged daughter. Now at the kitchen counter, the young woman from the photo types on a laptop. On the screen, an ad for the company called MyDNA Plus offers DNA testing and DNA matching services. As her father strides into the kitchen, she shuts the laptop.
Come on, honey. We can't be late. I have a super important board meeting at 9. Morning, princess.
Morning, Dad. Big day today, right?
You have no idea. And your mother is gonna make me late because she knows my car is in the shop and she has to drop me off.
Well, why don't you just take Mom's car and I'll wait for her and drop her off on my way to work.
You sure? Because I wouldn't want you to be late.
No, I don't have work until way later, Dad. It's totally fine.
Oh, baby, you're best. Look, tell your mom I'll see her tonight for dinner, all right? And give her a kiss for me.
I will.
All right, love you, princess.
Love you, too.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
She opens the laptop, then closes it as her mother bustles into the kitchen.
Hey, Benjamin. Babe. Honey. Baby, I'm ready.
He left me again.
Mom, you were gonna make him late.
Man, I'm sorry. I just didn't get very much sleep at all last night. Your little brother kept me up with his nightmares. Speaking of which, Hampton?
No. I dropped him off at school already. He's safe and sound. You worry too much, Mom.
I am so happy that you're home now.
Well, don't get too used to it. You know, I'm going to be moving in my new place in the next couple of weeks and starting my new job.
Yeah, I know. It's just that when you're at college, I missed you so much. And now that you're back home, I just don't want to let you go again. You know, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. You know that, right?
I know, Mom. You tell me all the time. But there's also a lot you don't tell me as well.
Okay, not now, Raven, please.
Mom, then when? You dance around the topic every time I bring it up.
Yeah, but it's just not important right now, baby, okay?
Maybe not to you.
Listen, Raven, I promise you that when the time is right, I will tell you all there is to know about your birth parents. You know, but for now, just enjoy the family that you have.
I do enjoy you all.
I love everything about my life. Just something's missing. I can feel it in my soul.
Raven, I promise we will talk about it soon, okay?
And no more sneaking around on that Find Me app either.
What? How did you know?
I'm your mother. A mother knows everything. You know what? Let's just skip our jobs today and just go shopping. Let's just skip it. Skip it. Let's go shopping on your daddy's MX, okay? Let's just...
Oh, you know I like to spend dad's money.
Yeah, off with these scrubs. Let's just go shopping.
Sunbathers relax on a beach lined with palm trees. Elsewhere in a spacious kitchen, Tiana feeds a bottle to one of the twins as her husband comes downstairs.
Oh, there she is. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, goddess?
I'm good. Oh, okay.
So, you ready for this weekend?
Baby, don't you think it's a little bit too soon for that? I mean, the babies just got here a few months ago, and we need a nanny.
We're going to find the perfect nanny. We just have to be patient. Our trip, we planned for 3 months ago. You're not thinking about backing out on me, are you?
No, I mean, the babies weren't here 3 months ago. No, I'm not thinking about backing out. It's just that we need to find somebody that's trustworthy.
Whoa, what happened to your auntie? I thought she was going to watch the kids.
You mean the one with the 3 bad teenagers of her own and a newborn? Baby, have you lost your mind? No. I am not letting her watch my twins.
I have not lost my mind. All right, fine. This trip's important, but our children are more important. There'll be other trips.
You mean that?
Of course I do.
You're the best.
Only because you make me some.
The sun sets over the city. Now at Raven's family home, Raven eats dinner with her parents and younger brother Hampton. Benjamin looks up from his plate and turns to Raven.
So, how's your new place working out for you? Downtown LA.
That's a bit scary.
I love it.
All right, you feel like you have enough space?
I like a smaller space, Dad. You know, big spaces scare me.
Okay.
Well, you know, you can always move back in with us. Your room is not too big. And if you need anything, we can go shopping on Daddy's Amex.
Hey.
Mom, I'm just fine where I'm at.
Hey, Mom, what's an Amex?
Nothing you should be worried about, baby.
An Amex is this little card Mommy and I use to get happy, make Daddy mad.
You know, some things never change. When you were little, your mom would sneak you off to the mall, buy everything that you pointed out with my Amex.
I remember you telling me that.
Sure.
I remember this one time you were about like 2 or 3 and you pointed at a car.
And what happened?
Why do you think we had a Ferrari in the garage?
Oh my gosh. You two are too much. And I was wondering where I got my sense of humor from. Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay, princess. It's no secret you were adopted.
What does adopted mean?
Oh, not now, baby.
It's something you're never going to have to worry about. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. It's just sometimes I'd like to know where I come from.
Where you come from is not important. It's
where you're going. Yes, Dad, I know. You tell me all the time.
And also, you're with us. We're your family. And we love you very much.
I love you guys too. But sometimes I just feel like the oddball. Like, literally, I'm the only one at this table who doesn't know who her real family is.
Raven?
No, Mom! I'm tired of you two trying to brush it off like I'll forget. Like I'm some kind of child you can distract and just change the subject? Now either you tell me, or I'll figure it out myself.
Raven leaves the table.
Is Raven okay?
Yes, baby. Raven is okay. You know what? Why don't you go up to your room, okay? Mommy loves you.
I love you too, Mom.
I'll be up in a little while, okay?
Okay.
I am a soldier.
Benjamin high-fives Hampton as he leaves the dining room.
You knew this would happen.
Yes, but I didn't know how serious it would get.
Look, she needs to know her past before this thing comes back to haunt us.
I agree, and I'm sorry. This has all come down on you. You gotta deal with this. Because this is all on me. This is all my doing. I would have never taken her if you and I had met already.
Raven listens in the hall.
I know, ma'am. But look, we have got to fix this before it gets out of hand. Her mother is mentally ill. And that's me being nice. And I also called the pharmacy. She never picked up her refills, which means she's off her meds. That's why she's lashing out. And I think you already
know. I already know the danger, baby. I know.
Have you been in contact with a doctor that you named her after? Fields. Raven Fields was her name, right?
Raven Fields? No. Raven? I mean, not in like 20 years. Last I heard, she moved to Japan to expand. ABCW is like worldwide now.
Well, what about her twin?
Twin?
I mean, do you have any information on her? We need to find her family.
Okay. But let's be clear. We go down that road. I go to jail for kidnapping. And you? You get in trouble for aiding and abetting a criminal act. Now we both go away. What happens to Hampton?
A newspaper article reads, "Today marks the assistant massacre. Today is the one-year anniversary of the day Dr. Raven Fields was nearly murdered by assistant Annie Dotson." Tiana reads the paper in her kitchen.
Hey, good morning, my love.
Tiana keeps her eyes on the newspaper.
Hey, you all right?
Hey.
What's up?
Massacre. That is so extra.
Like, newspapers, social media, it's just for entertainment. They always embellish the story.
Yeah, but I didn't massacre anyone. I did what I had to do to protect my friend, and they make it seem like I'm some type of murderer.
And that's why you're here and not in prison. People know it wasn't murder. It was self-defense, my love.
Mm-mm. Baby, that's not what this paper mentions. I mean, no one states the fact that she came into my house, beat my ass, and then left me for dead.
In a flashback, Annie and Tiana grapple in Tiana's living room. The women trade punches and roll from a couch onto the floor. On the floor, Annie gains the upper hand. She knees Tiana in the stomach, then drives her fists into Tiana's back and walks away. The paper article claims Tiana shot Annie 3 times.
But it says 3 times? You told me you only shot her once, though.
Don't believe everything you read.
Annie looms over Raven with a knife.
It was only one.
Annie collapses.
Says you shot her in the back and she wasn't looking. You didn't even give her a chance to fight back. Dang, that's cold-blooded, baby.
Baby, that's not funny. I mean, they make it seem like I shot her in cold blood.
I'm sorry. How about you stop reading that trash? It's gonna poison your mind and ruin your day.
Okay.
How about you read a book, maybe?
Okay.
You know.
I'm sorry. I was looking in the paper for a nanny.
Okay. Well, it's not the 90s. How about you go online? You know, how about you use the app?
Okay.
A lot better than that.
It's just that the paper has good ads.
Okay. Suit yourself.
He wipes a tear from Tiana's cheek.
I love you.
I love you too.
Go to work. I love you.
Okay.
He smooths her hair, then kisses their newborn's head as he leaves. Tiana blinks away tears and shakes her head as she continues to browse the newspaper. Meanwhile, Raven searches on her laptop in studio apartment.
Maternity doctor involved in attempted murder? Dr. Raven Fields delivers two babies to an addict mother, Diane Dotson. One of the babies did not make it. Other Annie Dotson, coincidentally, 20 years later, finds Miss Fields, ends up working for her, and tries to kill her. But not before Raven's best friend, Tiana Chambers, rushes in and kills Annie, shooting her 3 times in the back.
Raven finds a photos of Dr. Raven Fields and Annie Dotson. In tears, Raven gazes at Annie's photo. Then she does a search for Annie Dotson. On Annie's Facebook page, she clicks a public video.
Hey y'all, I just want to show you where I've been living, but not for long because I have some really exciting news. Say hi, Jerry. Now I gotta introduce you to my 2 favorite people. These are my besties, Ryan and Leslie. Come on, say hi, guys.
Hey,
hi,
guys.
Okay, anyway, some good news. I just started a new internship with the one and only Raven Fields. This is my dream come true. I cannot wait to share with you guys what's next.
Maybe next you can make us some money and buy us a new house.
That part.
Okay. Of course, that's the ultimate goal. Anyways, that's it for now. It's getting late. Time for us to go to bed. See you later!
Raven covers her mouth with her hand.
Annie.
She stares at Annie's smiling face.
You're so beautiful.
Raven wipes her eyes and composes herself. Then she searches for a website called thecrimelabs.com. On the site, she searches police records for Annie's name and receives an information not found error.
Damn it.
Raven grabs her phone and dials, then waits for an answer.
Still have access to certain case files?
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I need a huge favor.
In time-lapse footage, clouds drift above the Los Angeles skyline as day shifts into night. Now in Raven's apartment, photo frames hold smiling pictures of her adoptive family. Raven sits at a table with her laptop. She shuts the laptop, then opens the door and finds Taylor in the hall.
Hey.
Taylor gives Raven an envelope.
Oh, thank you so much for this, Tay. Did you look at it?
I'm not supposed to, so no, I didn't. But you know my cousin could lose his job over this? He said that you owe him dinner and a movie.
For this, my treat.
Okay. See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. Thank you again.
Don't thank me. Thank my cousin.
Taylor thrusts. Alone again, Raven stares down at the envelope. She reaches inside and slowly takes out a stack of documents. A case closed. stamp marks the report involving Dr. Ravenfields and Annie Dotson. Beneath the report, Raven finds a photo of a single shell casing circled with chalk. In another photo, Annie sprawls face down with blood on the back of her robe. A third photo shows Annie face up with blood on her chest. Raven drops the photos on a table and covers her mouth with her hand, then reaches out and gingerly touches her twin sister's image.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, Ray.
Annie appears.
It's not your fault.
Oh my God. Oh my God, no. No, you're not real.
Don't be so dramatic, Ray.
You're not real. It's gonna be happening, no.
I am real. I am to you anyway. Actually, I am you.
Stop talking to me. You're dead.
Yeah. I am dead. But you're the one who needs to stop talking to me.
Why are you here?
Because you stopped taking your medicine. So here I am. It's your brain, not mine.
Annie looks toward the case file.
What you looking at over there? So sad. Raven was a good person. She actually cared about my well-being. I miss her.
Annie, please leave. I don't want you here.
Obviously you do. And I'm not going anywhere until I find out why I'm here.
Get away from me.
Look, you clearly need my help. You want to get revenge off this Tiana girl, right?
Said anything about revenge. I was just looking it up.
Annie cracks a bitter smile, then takes a seat on Raven's couch.
Don't forget, I'm in your mind, so I kind of know all of your thoughts. Don't worry, I can help you get revenge.
I was only doing research. I never knew I had a twin until now. That's the end of the story.
Okay, fine. If you want me to let you believe that, okay. Or we can get revenge on the woman who murdered me and kill her.
What, Annie? I'm not a murderer. I'm not killing anyone.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
What? No, 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 no. No, please. It's fine. We can find her, but I just want to talk. No revenge, just a conversation.
Okay. Don't worry. I'll be good.
Raven braces herself against the table with her palms. Later in a bedroom at her family home, she packs a bag while Mel walks upstairs.
Raven, what are you doing?
I was just leaving.
The pharmacist called. Said you never refilled your order.
Yeah? So what?
Raven, we talked about this. Those pills help you.
You mean they help me not hallucinate? Why would you not tell me that I'm a psycho?
Because you're not. Your case is rare. Those pills are for your protection, honey.
From who?
From yourself.
How could you? How could you take me away from my sister? She would have still been alive if you wouldn't have done that.
So you heard. Well, Raven, you were pronounced dead. A stillborn.
Text, 2003. In a maternity ward, Diane Dotson gives birth with Dr. Ravenfields and a birth team attending her. Dr. Fields lifts a newborn. Diane's head lolls back on a pillow as a nurse carries her baby away from her.
Donna! Oh no, she's going into shock!
In the hospital's nursery, the nurse from Dr. Fields' team sets the stillborn child in a bassinet. She presses defibrillator paddles to the baby's chest.
Baby?
The nurse pumps oxygen as the baby begins to breathe on her own. In the delivery room, Dr. Fields turns to her team.
Give me a charge!
1, 2, 3, clear!
The nurse reveals herself as Mel.
Don't you worry about a thing, baby. You're gonna be just fine. I'm here. We're here to keep you safe.
She sneaks baby Raven out of the nursery. Now Raven stares at her.
Your mother was an addict. And I didn't want to risk you growing up in an environment like that.
What about my sister?
I couldn't do anything about her.
So you stole me from the hospital? And you really think that's okay? That's super illegal.
I told you, you were dead. Like, honey, you wouldn't even be here right now if it weren't for me. I think I deserve a little credit for that.
I think that you deserve to go to jail.
And I think you need to watch your mouth. You've been asking? Okay, Raven. Your mother was diagnosed with multiple personality disorder, schizophrenia, and she was also bipolar. This file has all you need to know about her. And the part about how she tried to kill your twin sister, Annie, when she was just a year old. And how she abused her daily. Because she blamed her for killing you.
But I didn't die. And if you would have told them that I was still alive, Annie wouldn't have gone through any of that. And we could have grown up together. Can you imagine how fun that would have been? To grow up with a twin sister. All the opportunities we could have had.
Opportunities? Girl, have you looked around lately? Opportunities? Raven, you just graduated from Stanford. Honey, you can be whatever you want to be because your father and I were able to provide the perfect life for you.
Yeah. And what about Annie? She's dead now. And it's because of you. You killed her.
No, I didn't.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And I never want to see you again.
Raven, please.
Don't call me that. That bitch is the reason why my sister is dead. It's all you guys' fault, and you will pay for what you've done.
Raven, your sister killed your mother because she has the same mental illness as you.
What are you talking about?
Have you been seeing things? Have you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Raven, please, you need help. You need to take your medication.
I need you to leave me alone.
Listen, honey, please. I don't want you to be the same as them.
It's too late. They're my real family. And I guess the apple just doesn't fall too far from the tree, huh?
Raven, please, please, just let me help you, honey. Listen, please.
Melissa, it's too late.
Oh, you don't call me that, honey. I'm your mother.
Not anymore.
Raven storms out.
Raven? Raven!
Melissa watches Raven hurry downstairs. At night, lights glow in windows at Raven's apartment building. In her dim studio, Raven pages through a book while sitting on her couch.
Hi.
Annie grins at her.
How'd you get in here? I'm everywhere you are, Ray.
What do you want?
The real question is, what do you want?
What do you think?
Well, you clearly want to get revenge on the woman who killed me. But what exactly is your plan?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I just know I want her to pay for what she did to you.
Well, everything you do in life needs a plan.
Any ideas?
Take a seat.
Raven climbs onto her bed.
If you really want to get her back, I know exactly what to do. But it's going to take some work.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't just show up on her doorstep with the face of a woman who she murdered in cold blood.
So what were you thinking?
You're going to have to change your appearance. A new nose, a new chin. Maybe change the color of your eyes.
At the Chambers' house, Tiana checks the twins' crib as she and her husband eat breakfast.
Hey, my love. We have any luck on the nanny situation?
Yes. Actually, I found a 5-star website online. I took your advice, babe. They actually hooked me up with two young ladies, Donna Washington and Kelly Wright. Now, Donna, she seemed cool. She actually has 3 years of experience and wants to be a full-time nanny. On the other hand, Kelly, she comes with her own family. But both of them seem pretty good.
Right. What about the one you like the most, Donna? What happened with her last family?
Oh, they moved out of state. But look, Donna wants to be a full-time nanny, and we need a nanny, so sounds too good to be true.
All right, we got two contenders. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing good, but I need to meet them both. I talked to Donna on the phone, and she seems like she has good energy, so.
Well, I want you to hurry up and pick one, okay? I got a trip coming up and out of town, and I need my wifey to come with me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I can always get one of my side chicks to come. I got rid of most of them when we got married. Well, you know, you never know.
Is that right?
They step onto the front porch.
I will kill you and all your side chicks.
Oh, no. You gonna shoot me like you shot that girl, Annie?
You are so insensitive sometimes.
I'm sorry, baby. I went too far. I was joking. I love you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I love you.
I love you, too.
Can I get a kiss? Thank you.
They share a lingering kiss.
I gotta go to work. Yeah.
Okay.
Your fine ass. Excuse me.
He heads toward a convertible.
Let me know how the nanny thing goes, okay?
Okay. Be safe.
I will. I love you.
I love you too.
She waves as he drives away. Then she turns and walks back into their home. Later in the living room, Tiana sits on her couch beside the twins' crib. Raven smiles on Tiana's doorstep, disguised with a red wig, glasses, and a false nose and chin.
Hi.
Hi. You must be Donna.
Yes, and you must be Tiana, right?
Yes. Well, come on in.
Raven follows Tiana toward the living room.
Have a seat.
You are so beautiful.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank you.
Tiana points into the crib.
Oh, this is Raya and this is Kaya.
Raven stands up and looks down at the babies. Tears well in her eyes as she looks down at the twins and slightly shakes her head.
Mean to get emotional. They're just so perfect.
That's okay. I did the same thing when I first met them.
May I?
Oh, yeah, sure. Careful.
It's okay.
Raven reaches into the crib and gently lifts one of the twins. Tiana watches Raven cradle the baby in her arms.
She looks just like you. She's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Raven puts the little girl down. Now Raven steps to the other side of the crib and picks up the twin sister. She rocks the baby tenderly while Tiana watches.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Raven smiles down at the child, then later sits across from Tiana.
So what made you want to become a nanny?
I've always been good with kids. I mean, I practically raised my little brother, and I was a teacher's assistant for a while in kindergarten. I just love kids.
Mm-hmm. So do you want kids of your own?
Oh, absolutely. I just have to find the right man first and get married. I want to do things right, like you.
Thank you, but I don't think I did anything right.
You have a beautiful home, a husband who takes care of you, and a beautiful family. I mean, you obviously did something right.
Well, there's one thing that I did wrong. Still haunts me, but that's a story for another time.
Well, hopefully if I get the job, you can tell me about it.
Yeah, hopefully. You look familiar to me. It's like we met before.
Really? Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. I read people's energy and yours is good.
I like your energy too.
Good. Well, that's all the information I need from you. So I'm gonna just run it by my husband. And if everything goes well, maybe you can start right away.
Of course I can.
As soon as tomorrow?
Yeah, just let me know.
Okay. Where's your car? Did you drive here?
Oh, I took an Uber. Actually, I have an appointment to go pick my car up this afternoon.
Okay. You know, I was thinking, after I put the kids to sleep and do a little house cleaning, I could cook some dinner. Do you want to stay and eat with us? You like to cook?
My dad's a chef, so that's an absolutely. But are you sure you want me to stay? I mean, I feel like I'm intruding since I haven't gotten the job yet.
Hopefully that will change after dinner.
Okay, how about I go pick up my car and then I'll head back over to home.
Okay. It sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm.
See you soon.
All right, bye.
Later, Tiana and her husband cook dinner.
So what made you want to invite her for dinner? I mean, she's not even hired yet.
Well, I vibe with her, but I wanted you to vibe with her first before I hired her. She's supposed to help cook, but she said she has some things to do first.
Love, I ain't trying to vibe with no other woman but you, all right? You like her, you hire her. Then we can get back to our regularly scheduled sex program.
Well, babies don't stop mom in bedtime.
Mm-mm.
That's why we have two.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
They kiss hungrily.
I like that.
Oh, let me get the door.
All right.
Raven smiles brightly in her Donna disguise as Tiana opens the door.
Hey. Come on in. Right over this way. This is Mark. Mark, this is Donna.
Nice to meet you, Donna. Hey, so I hear you can cook.
Well, like I was telling your wife here, I come from a line of chefs, so yes.
Okay, well, why am I still standing over here cutting onions and crying? Why don't you come over here and take over?
My husband's such a jokester.
Do you mind if I take over?
Sure, why not?
All right, now.
While Mark cleans his hands, Raven chops onions.
So, Mr. Chambers, what do you do for a living?
Film executive at a company called Tubi. I work in the programming department.
What? Oh my God, I love Tubi. I just cannot get enough of those stepmothers.
Okay, you got some taste on you. I think I'm kinda liking her already.
I told you she had good energy.
Let's see if she can cook.
Tiana, Mark, and Raven finish their dinner.
Okay. I have to admit, I'm impressed. That was fire. You just might have my wife beat in the kitchen.
Shut up, Mark. You know you love my cooking.
Absolutely. You make a fine meal, Donna.
Thank you, Mr. Chambers.
And respectful as well. Well, my father is Mr. Chambers. You can just call me Mark.
Okay.
All right, thanks again for the meal. And I hope everything works out all right. Indeed. I gotta be up at 5. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. You just might get some if you don't take too long with this young lady.
That's all I'm saying. Meet me upstairs. Come on. Come get it.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Good night.
Raven and Tiana smile at each other. Now they sip wine in the living room.
I used to play with all of my dolls, like they were my kids. I would do their hair, their makeup.
Oh, see, I was the exact opposite. I never wanted children. I was too scared to change some diapers. If someone would have told me 10 years ago that 10 years from then I would be a mom, I would have told them they had the wrong woman. But let me tell you, that all changed when I met the right man and I became a wife.
Mark seems so amazing. And the babies are just perfect. Yeah. You really have the perfect life.
Yeah, I do. I can't complain. Except for one thing.
What's that?
A nanny. You're hired.
Wait, what? Really? Oh my God, thank you so much. I promise you, I will not let you down.
I know you won't. You can start tomorrow. I'll need you in the morning till about 8 or 9. I'll give you the code to the alarm.
Okay, and what time should I be here?
Well, Raya usually wakes up at about 5:30 and Kaya wakes up at about 7. So how about 6?
I'll be here at 5:55.
All right, 5:55 it is.
Cheers.
Sorry, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
At night at Raven's apartment, a stand shaped like a mannequin's head holds Raven's red wig in front of a mirror. A dresser holds cosmetics, prosthetic nose and chin packages, and other pieces of Raven's disguise. Now Raven paces in her pajamas while Annie sits on her couch.
So you're really just gonna work for the woman who killed me? Like it's nothing? You really think that just because you changed your face, they're not gonna know it's you? Annie, get out of my head! You know, Raven was gonna be my new mom. We were gonna be a happy family. But no, Tiana had to come and ruin things by killing me. And now look at me. Annie, it's not true. Raven was gonna put you back in a crazy home so you can sit and waste away. Oh, yeah? Well, then why don't you go and tell her the truth then, Raven? Take off the mask and tell her who you really are. And then she'll tell you the truth. How she murdered me in cold blood. And then you can get rid of her. That was our plan, to get rid of her the way that she got rid of me. That was your plan. And now that I've met her and her family, they're really not that bad. Maybe the plan has changed. Is it her family or is it her husband?
Annie stands up.
Oh, I see. You got a thing for the hubby? You see the way he looks at her, the way he touches her, the way he loves her. But I'm sorry, Ray. That will never be you. He will never look at you that way. You're way too young. I'm not too young. I'm 21. Please. You'll never be more than a babysitter in his eyes. It doesn't matter. I'm not gonna let him distract me. The babies. That was the plan. Not the husband. Look, I'm your twin. I know you want him. And I know how you can get him. But you gotta get rid of Tiana first. But you have to be smart. You can't kill her because you're not a murderer. But you can outsmart her. And I'll help you.
In the morning, Raven arrives at the Chambers house with baby giraffe toys. Tiana lets her in through the front door.
Hey! You're right on time.
I got you something. Well, actually, it's for the babies.
You did? Oh, you did not have to. too.
I know, but I wanted to get a little something special for my first day.
Thank you. I appreciate this. I'm gonna have Savannah and Jameson over for lunch, and you could just watch the babies back in the nursery.
Yeah, sure.
Come on. Right back here.
They step into the twins' nursery.
Here they are. All right, you already know what to do. Make yourself comfortable. And I got a lot of cooking to do. I got to host this party, so I'll see you soon. All right.
Alone in the nursery, Raven looks down into the twins' crib while holding their new toys in her purse. Smiling, she turns and stows her purse on a shelf below a nightstand. On the nightstand, a baby monitor sits beside a framed photo of Mark and Tiana.
Here you go, Raya.
Raven reaches into Raya's crib. She lifts Raya out of the crib, then rocks her gently. Raven sits down in a rocking chair.
It's okay. Shh. Are you really ready to be a mother? To twins? I know our mom couldn't handle it.
What do you want, Annie?
Same thing you want. To get rid of Tiana.
Of course I'm ready to be a mom. I'm 21. But I'm ready.
I don't think you're ready for any of this.
Why do you always doubt me, Annie?
Because you're weak and you're too nice. I don't think you have what it takes to get this done.
You don't know me.
So prove it. You're in the house now. She trusts you. That's a good thing. Now what's next?
Just let me handle it.
What about Mark?
Just trust me on that one.
Annie grins as Raven turns back to Raya. Later, Tiana holds a necklace in front of the master bedroom mirror.
Hey.
Hey.
The babies are sound asleep. Just checking to see if you need anything.
Okay, as a matter of fact, I do. I need help with this necklace. This thing is so tiny, I can't seem to quite grip it.
I got you. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. My mom gave it to me, and then her mother gave it to her. I was thinking about splitting it in half and giving it to my twins.
That sounds amazing.
Ooh, what's that scent? You like it? It's Crush.
So it smells so amazing.
I can get you a bottle. It's only $10 down at the market.
Please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, let me show you this dress.
Tiana picks up a blue sundress.
Wow. You like it? What's the occasion?
Mark got it for me and I never wore it. He always gets on me about wearing it. I think he laid it on the bed as a hint. So I was gonna go downstairs, finally wear it and surprise him. What'd you think?
Yes, you definitely should wear it. No questions asked.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, I needed that opinion. He's gonna be so surprised.
Mm-hmm. It's very pretty.
Thanks.
Downstairs, Mark arranges fruit on a table.
No, I got it.
Mark sniffs the air.
Is that Tiana's perfume?
Yeah, she let me borrow some. She says it drives men crazy.
All right, she's not lying. She gets whatever she wants when she wears it.
A guest arrives.
What up, big dog?
How you doing, baby?
A lot better now that I am out the house.
What
happened? You know that we have a 12-year-old just got up, period? So it's all types of crazy.
No, we don't want to hear nothing about that, man.
Oh, what? What?
Nah, man.
What are you talking about?
We don't want...
What?
We,
it's all about you. Is that what you're saying?
Barbecue is for you, bro.
Is that right?
Donna, this is my best friend, Jamie. This is our new nanny.
Nice to meet you, Donna.
You as well. I'm going to go get back to the babies.
You got it. Where is the wife?
In the car, finishing up talking to her mom.
Are you crazy?
Don't do it.
What?
Don't stop.
You got a 20-year-old baddie up in here. I'm sure I've seen nipples and booty cheeks. What? That is a
I need you to stop.
Disaster.
Oh, Tiana hired her, bro. Not me, okay? I got eyes for one woman. That's mine. That's it.
Oh.
That's what you're selling?
Standing right on
it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know what? I got eyesight too. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You keep pretending that, you know? Because I'll pretend that I am a scientist. Maybe a nuclear physicist.
Maybe a psychopath. Better. How about that? Much better.
Please.
Much better. There we go.
Mark,
there you go.
How are you, sir?
How you doing? How you doing? I have a question. Okay, how do you stay so beautiful and sane married to this maniac?
Oh, now that, I honestly do not know.
I'll tell you.
What?
It's the sex.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's the sex. Damn. First of all, I'm not a maniac, okay? Do you guys really believe that I am a maniac?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Come on inside, please. Come this way.
Maniac in bed. You know, but I'll just close these big doors you got. Ooh. A lot of egos in this house. Let's go, baby.
Tiana tries on the blue dress in front of the master bedroom mirror as Raven stops by.
Oh, you look super cute. I love it.
You do? You don't think I look too fat in this dress?
Do not say that. No, not at all. Hey, do you mind holding Raya really quick while I go check on Kaya?
No, come on.
Yes.
Come to Mama.
Yes. Okay.
Tiana rests Raya on her shoulder. Raya spits up.
Oh.
Tiana looks at her stained dress.
Oh, no. Oh, Raya. Mommy has to change now.
Everything's almost ready. Oh, no, what happened?
Little Raya decided she didn't want me to wear Daddy's outfit.
No, that's totally my fault. I just fed her, and then I forgot to burp her before I gave her to you. I wanted to go check on Kaya. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. I need a lot of changes with babies. No outfit is safe. It's okay.
Okay, I'll go grab something to clean it up.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Raven smirks as she saunters out of the master bedroom and down the staircase.
Tiana, is that you? Oh, hello. You must be the new help.
The nanny? My name's Donna.
Oh, hey, Donna, I'm Savannah. It's nice to meet you.
You as well.
Raven leaves the kitchen with paper towels.
I got the beers.
Later, Mark grills burgers on a patio.
You know, my patty's a little bit dry now, you know what I mean? But I have a beer technique where you put a little bit of beer. You see that? And you get your beer beef patty. That's that shit I learned from down south when I went to see my granddaddy. My man.
So, is it just me, or do you not notice how young and beautiful and hot your new nanny is, girl? And young and hot.
Savannah, don't be jealous. She's good with the babies, and she's good help.
Raven watches.
I don't know. I just feel like she's up to something. And I smelled your perfume on her.
Oh, yeah. She says she liked it, and I just let her try some of it on. That's all.
So you let another woman wear the perfume that drives your man crazy? Are you crazy?
Stop it. I didn't even think about it like that.
Well, I am for you, and you never let a younger, more attractive woman in your house around your man, okay? That's like rule number one.
Okay, first of all, yes, she's younger, but the more attractive part, girl, don't overdo it. Mark is only thinking about me, okay? And you like 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, you know what? I am not that old. Mark and I were like kids when we dated, so that doesn't even count. He's like my brother.
I know. I was just joking with you.
Raven leaves the window.
Anyway, I'll leave it alone. All I'm saying is be careful and keep your eyes open.
I think I'm good. I mean, trust me. She's just watching the babies, and I'm always watching her. Always.
Okay, what you need to do is get an old woman that looks like Madea up in here to watch your kids.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Stop.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. I'm good.
Raven brings beer to the guys.
Hey, please, juice them now.
I wouldn't leave her alone with Mark if I was you.
Savannah and Tiana study Raven as she steps back into the house. Later, Raven rocks a baby in the nursery.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Donna gonna make sure you stay with me.
Annie sits in the rocking chair and stares at Raven.
Hi. When are you gonna make your move?
What are you talking about?
On the hubby. I mean, he was totally checking you out today. He wants you, and you want him. So like I said, when are you gonna make your move?
Annie, I'm very capable of taking care of myself without you popping up whenever you feel like it. I don't need your help.
Please, you can't live without me.
Actually, I can, and I have for the past 21 years.
We'll see about that. You can't seem to do anything right. Look, your chin is lifting.
What? Oh my God. No. No. Oh my God, no, not now. Oh my God.
Tiana peers in.
No.
Who are you talking to?
No one. Just myself. Just this stupid little habit I have. Sometimes.
Well, actually, I want to talk to you. Why don't you have a seat?
Okay.
Raven takes a seat in the rocker.
Sure. What's up?
My husband and I, we're very happy.
Okay. I can see that. Why are you telling me this?
Because if you try to come for my husband, this little working relationship is gonna be over.
Hey, what? I'm so confused. Are you suggesting that I've done something wrong?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm giving you a warning. You're a sweet little pretty girl, but if you come for my family, I don't play about them.
Tiana, where is this coming from? I promise you, I would never do anything like what you're suggesting. I know you two are happy. And I love the bond that you and Mark share. It's something that I want one day. So if I've done anything to offend you, please tell me so I can stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just that Savannah had mentioned something to me and—
Savannah?
Yeah.
Your husband's ex, you mean?
How do you know that?
Well, I overheard them talking about it. It was like in a joking sense, but I was wondering why they're so close.
So close? Well, what do you mean?
Well, you could tell they had chemistry, and I didn't know if she was just a close friend or something, but once I figured out that they had dated in the past, it all made sense.
Yeah. They used to date back in the day. It was during college days. They just remained friends.
Listen, Tiana, I don't think I'm the one you should be worried about, if I'm being honest.
In the daytime in the Chambers' kitchen, Raven washes her hands at the sink. Through the window, she looks out into the front yard. At the curb, Mark and Savannah laugh and chat near their cars. While Mark rests a hand on Savannah's arm and hugs her, Raven eyes them through the window pane. She smiles to herself, then leaves the sink. Now in the master bedroom, Tiana naps in bed. Raven peeks in.
It's your nap time, but I just wanted to let you know that Savannah was here. I guess she wanted to see you guys.
Really? What time is it?
It's 12:30.
Okay.
Tiana climbs out of bed.
I didn't know she was coming.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you knew. But it's okay. Mark was out there with her. Maybe she was just dropping something off.
Okay.
All right.
Tiana puts her slippers on, then pads into the hall. Down in the living room, Savannah and Mark sit on a couch. Tiana watches from the stairs as they playfully touch each other's shoulders. Tiana flinches as Mark touches Savannah's hair, then steadies herself and heads back upstairs. Later, Raven eavesdrops.
You did good, Raven. You planted the seed, and now all you have to do is get rid of her, and he'll be all yours.
But what about the twins? They deserve the life we never had. They separated us. I want to make sure that never happens to them.
Tiana separated us.
No, Melissa did. And I will never forgive her for that. But I can't let myself get sidetracked. I'm taking Raya and Kaya, and I promise I will give them the life we never had.
Okay, but you can't do it by yourself. You need a husband to help you, Ray. And Mark is the perfect candidate. I mean, he's already their father. It's just perfect.
No, Annie, stop trying to put stuff in my head. I never planned on breaking up this family. I just want Raya and Kaya.
No, you want to avenge my death. No, I don't. That's what you want.
I just want the babies so I can finally have the family I never had. Okay, fine. Have it your way.
But you will never forgive yourself for letting Tiana get away with what she did to me.
Now Mark paces before Tiana in the master bedroom.
This is bugged out, okay? You act like I'm not faithful. I don't love her anymore.
Yeah, but you did, and that's enough to spark my suspicion.
Suspicion? Like, I've done nothing for you to be suspicious about. Savannah and I have been friends since we were kids, before I even met you. So there's no reason for me to throw away a 20-year-old friendship because my wife's a little jealous right now, and you're having these crazy thoughts in your head.
Jealous?
Yes!
And crazy thoughts? Well, what about the time in Hawaii, Mark?
Babe, we were playing spin the bottle, Savannah and I were drunk, and we kissed in front of you. You kissed that dude, Jason, in front of me. Love, nothing happened.
But it could have. And that's not even the point.
Okay, so what exactly is your point?
The point is that you may have feelings for another woman.
Jesus Christ. We're going to have this conversation again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For the 100th time, Savannah and I didn't break up because we wanted to. Her family moved to Atlanta. I stayed here. You know this shit already. So did I still have feelings for her when I met you? Yes. Do I have feelings for her now? Oh, God.
What?
T, it's not in the way you think. Hey, it's hard to explain.
Go. Just leave. Go. Get out of here.
T, you're being ridiculous. And I'm not leaving my house right now.
Then I'll take the twins, and me and Donna will leave.
You're not taking my kids anywhere.
As Tiana looks away from Mark, his jaw tenses.
Okay, well, are you being serious with me right now? Okay.
I'm being serious. Look, I just need some space.
All right. Fine. I'm gonna give you some space. I'm gonna go to a hotel room so you calm down. But let me say this. I love you. And you tripping.
Mark walks away from Tiana.
Mark!
He leaves the bedroom.
Mark!
In tears, Tiana flops against her pillow. At night, lights glow on the chamber's front porch. Raven brings a mug to the master bedroom.
Hi.
Hi.
T Tiana sits up in bed.
I thought you could use this.
Raven passes the mug to Tiana.
I appreciate you.
Raven settles on a bench at the foot of the bed.
Kinda hard not to hear all the noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
No. You didn't do anything. Mark caused his own mess. It was bound to happen with or without you. I've been suspecting him in Savannah for a long time.
Men?
What do you know about men? You're just a baby.
I'm 21, thank you very much. I've had my fair share of men problems.
Really? Like what?
Well, a couple years ago, there was this guy, Bobby. I was in love. At least, I thought I was. We were gonna get married, have a family, with the dog.
So what happened?
I got pregnant. And everything changed. Bobby wasn't ready at the time to have a baby. Plus, he was a pastor's son, so how would it look, him having a kid without marriage? So I told him we should get married. And he told me to get an abortion.
Dana, I'm so sorry. So what did you do?
I actually went to the hospital to get the abortion, but I just couldn't go through with it. Bobby disappeared. And I lost the baby due to so much stress. It was so hard on my body. They had to remove my ovaries.
So you can't have...
All I've ever wanted my whole life was to become a mother. So you can imagine how hard it was to hear that I'd never, ever have children.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. I don't even know what to say.
No, it's okay. I've learned to deal with it, which is why I got into the nanny business.
Well, just know that I'm very, very happy that you're here. You could stay as long as you like, especially now since I need the company.
Oh, please. You guys are gonna be just fine. You two love each other. And at the end of the day, love conquers all, right?
Right.
Hey, can I be honest about something since we're sharing stories?
Sure. What's up?
I read this article about you online.
Tiana freezes, lowering her mug.
Look, that article was all wrong.
Well, do you mind telling me what really happened?
Well, that was a story that I didn't want to talk about, but okay. I guess this is the day. My friend Raven, she had an assistant she hired, Annie Dotson. And turns out that she was the twin sister of a baby that Raven delivered 2 decades ago that was a stillbirth. Long story short, she blamed Raven for killing her twin sister, and she broke into my home and tried to kill me.
In a flashback, Annie punches Tiana and shoves her against the kitchen countertop. As their fight spills into the living room, Annie knocks Tiana out cold on the floor.
So after I was knocked out for hours, I woke up and I rush over to Raven's house and I see Annie about to kill her. I didn't mean to kill her. I was just acting on impulse.
God.
And it still haunts me. To this day.
So technically you were acting in self-defense because Annie was trying to kill Raven?
Yes. I feel guilty about it, and I've been going through therapy for months now.
So you weren't trying to kill her?
No, I would never try to take anyone's life. I mean, I was protecting my friend, and then the media got a hold of it, and they made it seem like I was just some cold-blooded killer.
Gosh, that's terrible. Wait, what happened to Raven?
She moved to Japan to open up her practice because it was just too much to stay here.
That is so sad.
Yeah. I guess we both have pretty sad stories.
Raven nods somberly. Later, Annie sits on the floor of a guest room and watches Raven return to the nursery.
That was a great story you told back there. I almost believed you myself.
It wasn't a story. It was the truth. I've just never told anyone about it.
So why would you tell Tiana? She's not your friend.
I don't know. It was just a moment. And I felt better talking about it.
So you were pregnant and you lost the baby?
Babies. Oh my gosh. You were pregnant with twins? Which is why I want Raya and Kaya so bad.
That's perfect. Once you take them, you guys can be a happy family. And I can be your nanny.
No, I can't do that to her. She doesn't deserve it.
What? Are you serious? She killed me, and she didn't give a damn about you or anyone else.
She was protecting herself. You beat her up, and then you tried to kill Raven. So stop acting like you're so innocent.
Where did you hear that from?
Tiana told me what really happened.
Tiana is a liar. She shot me in the back without even giving me a chance.
She shot you because you were about to kill Raven. It was self-defense.
Whatever. You want to believe a stranger over your sister? Then be my guest. Turn your back on your family.
Annie, get out of my head. Just leave me alone.
I'm not going anywhere.
Whatever I have to do to get rid of you, I will. Maybe I should start taking my pills again.
Don't you dare.
Raven and Annie stare at each other. Downtown in the morning, sunlight gleams on office windows. While Raven waits at a desk in the 2B office lobby, an assistant steps into Mark's office.
I'm right in the middle of something, Sherry. Is everything okay?
Well, of course it is, but there's someone here to see you, and she's actually really hot.
Did she give you a name?
Yeah, it was Donna.
Ah, that's just my nanny. Wonder what she's doing here. Hey.
Hey, Mark. Hope you don't mind me stopping by. I just wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, yeah. Nah, come on. Come on inside. Now, is everything okay? Where are the kids?
Oh, they're with Tiana for the day. You know, she hasn't been doing so well lately, especially.
Yeah, I know. I miss her.
She misses you, too. So much. That's actually why I stopped by.
Raven sits down across from Mark.
I was thinking maybe you could put together a little special gathering for her at the hotel, something she'd never expect. And it doesn't have to be a special occasion. It could just be something to help her unwind a bit, have a little bit of fun. She's been so stressed with all that's going on. We can invite all of her friends. You can tell her to meet you somewhere, just the two of you, and we'll all be there waiting to surprise her. What do you think?
I don't really know about that. Tease, yeah, she's not really good with surprises, you know?
Well, me and her have been talking, and I honestly think she would love this. Plus, this gives you the opportunity to say I'm sorry and get you back home.
Raven gives an encouraging smile.
You know what? Fine, sounds like a good idea.
Yes, great.
I'm in.
I'm so excited. I can start planning everything. And Maybe this will give her and Savannah the chance to kind of talk things through.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, has she talked to you about it at all?
No, not really. I just know she's very upset.
How is she?
Not herself without you. But I'm doing all I can to help out.
You're awesome, Donna. So thank you.
Oh, no. No worries.
I appreciate you. Here's what I'll do. I'll text you a short list of her close friends, okay?
Okay, perfect. I'll put everything together and I'll send you up with information.
All right. I guess I hope to see you back at the house soon.
That's the plan.
Thanks.
Mark's gaze lingers on Raven as she strolls out of his office in a crop top and jeans. He shuts his eyes and swipes his hand over his face.
Come on, buddy.
He puts on glasses. On his desk, frames hold Tiana's photo.
Sherry! Come on in.
Later, Tiana pours wine.
T, everything's going to be fine. I'm sure Mark is just itching to come home.
Do you think I was too overreactive? I mean, sometimes I can let my feelings get the best of me. Mark, he's never cheated on me. I should just trust him.
I think you were just acting off of emotion, which happens sometimes. Maybe you went a little far kicking him out?
That was kind of extra.
Why don't you talk to him? Maybe the two of you can meet up somewhere and just talk things through. I know you miss your husband. I can't even imagine being without the one I love so much. Actually, I can set something up for you two. That way, it doesn't seem like you were the first to give in.
That actually sounds like a good idea, Donna.
Okay, well, I'll talk with him and I'll send you over the details.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. You are such a good friend. I'm happy you're here.
Thanks, T. I'm really happy I'm here too. Oh, gosh. Okay, duty calls.
Yep.
Okay. How about I get Raya and you get Kaya?
Sounds like a plan.
Tiana and Raven tread toward the nursery. Now at a hotel bar, a bartender serves red wine to Savannah. Savannah looks up with a smile as Raven sits down beside her.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for meeting me.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Mark and I are throwing Tiana a little party, and I was wondering if you'd help me with something.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. Just let me know whatever you need.
Well, Mark and I wanted to have the party here. And I know you work for the hotel, so I was thinking maybe you could help me secure this location. Actually, it was Mark's idea. He says if there's anybody on Earth more reliable, it's you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see what I could do.
Oh, but don't tell Tiana, because it's a surprise.
Okay.
And I'll talk to Mark. I think the less you guys communicate, the better.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, between you and me, Mark and Tiana aren't on the best of the terms because of you.
Really? Why not? I mean, what do I have to do with anything that concerns them?
Really, Savannah? The way he looks at you? I mean, he clearly still has feelings for you.
I could see it.
And I've only met you one time. Now, if I could see it, what do you think Tiana sees?
Yeah, I mean, we did have a connection.
Which is why you should let me handle all the details, and I'll text you.
Sure, yeah, whatever works best.
Raven rises from her seat.
I'll see you at the party.
She picks up her purse, glances at Savannah, and marches away. Savannah peers over her shoulder. She shakes her head slightly, brows arched as she lifts her wine glass to her lips. In the daytime, Raven visits the chambers' master bedroom while Tiana looks through a closet.
Both babies are down for the count.
Oh, girl, thanks. I'm so nervous about tonight. What if things go wrong?
There's no way anything could go wrong. You both love and miss each other so much. You're gonna have an amazing time, and then he'll be right back at home where he needs to be, with us, his family.
Okay. You're right, I'm tripping.
Go have fun. I'll be here with the babies. Don't worry.
Wait, let me show you something.
Tiana grabs dresses.
Do you think I should go casual or sexy?
I'd go with sexy.
Okay, I'm trusting you.
Okay, make sure you meet him at the bar at 8 p.m. sharp. Got it?
Got it. All right.
Now in the guest room, Raven browses her phone.
Hi, sis.
Hey, Annie. I haven't seen you for a while.
I've been busy, and I see you haven't needed my help lately. I guess you could say I've been a little busy myself, too.
I see. Nice work, sis.
I didn't think you had it in you.
And you thought I wasn't capable.
So?
What's next?
Just sit back and watch the fireworks.
And I thought I was the evil twin.
In time-lapse footage, a golden sunset fades into nightfall. At the hotel, Mark and Raven gather with Tiana's friends.
Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for this idea. Come on,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, right. And hide, because she's going to be here in a second.
All right, don't scare her, though.
Tiana spots Mark and Savannah.
I don't even know what she's going to do, right? Because she doesn't like surprises, so.
No, she's going to love it.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm nervous as hell. Oh,
you did good.
I did good, right?
Yeah.
Shit comes
Take a deep breath. You got it.
I know. I'm trying to get myself calm.
Tiana slaps Mark.
Hey! What the hell is your problem?
You sleeping with Savannah again?
Again? What are you talking about?
I'm tripping.
She smacks Savannah.
Tiana, calm down. Say stop.
You're the reason why he's not coming home, aren't you?
Hey, look at me. Look at me. This is a surprise party for you. We thought it'd be cool to get together since you've been so stressed out lately. Savannah is here to support you. Take a look.
Surprise! Jamie glares at Tiana and sets a cake aside.
I'm sorry.
I think we should go.
Wait.
Jamie takes Savannah's hand.
I'm sorry. Savannah, I'm sorry. I thought
you thought wrong. I would never do anything like that to you. You're my friend. Savannah,
I'm sorry.
Were my friends. Come on, Jay, let's go.
As Jamie follows Savannah down a hall, Tiana turns to Mark.
Baby. Sorry.
He places a hand on her arm and leads her away from their guests.
After everything we've been through, I can't believe you think that I would betray you like this. And I'd cheat on you.
Baby.
He pulls away as she reaches for him, then shakes his head and trudges away.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Raven cradles one of the twins.
Sorry, Mark.
Tiana follows Mark to the lobby.
Mark.
What?
Please, just listen to me.
Why? You don't trust me. No. I get that now. But I don't think I could be with a woman that doesn't trust me, especially after I've given her no reason not to.
Mark, it's just been a lot going on. I mean, we haven't been speaking because of Savannah, and I show up here just to see you when she's here. I mean, how do you think that looked to me?
Yeah, she's your best friend. She's married to my best friend. Donna said this was going to be a good idea. She set this up, but...
Donna told me it was a good idea, too.
You know, it doesn't matter whose idea it was. I'm sure Donna was just trying to help us out.
Tiana and Mark look into each other's eyes.
T, bottom line is... I don't think I can do this with you anymore.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying that I need some time.
Mark turns from her and strides to the door.
That's what I'm saying.
Mark! Mark!
At night in the nursery, Raven rocks one of the twins. Meanwhile, Tiana cries in the master bedroom.
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And Mommy Raven will catch you, cradle and all.
In the morning, Tiana walks downstairs in her pajamas. She carries her phone toward the kitchen.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Judy from Nanny Care. I was hoping to speak with Tiana.
Sure.
This is her.
Great. So we're just doing a routine checkup on you and your nanny.
How are things going with you and Cindy?
Oh, we didn't hire Cindy. Yes.
You hired Cindy Gilmore a couple months back?
We're just following up to see how everything's going. There must be some type of mistake. We hired a Donna. Donna?
Let me see here. My mistake. There must be something going on with the paperwork.
Can you give me a second?
Sure. We're not showing a Donna in the system. Can you
spell that for me? D-O-N-N-A. And what's her last name? Donna Washington? Washington? Okay. I'm not seeing a Donna Washington in our database.
Are you sure?
Tiana checks a card.
I mean, this is Nanny Care, right?
Yes, it is.
Can you please check one more time for Donna Washington?
Yes, ma'am, I just did.
And there's no Donna Washington in our system. In fact,
you hired a nanny named Cindy. Cindy Gilmore?
Can you text
me a picture of Cindy, please?
Yes, sending it now.
Tiana looks at a photo of a middle-aged woman with long brunette hair.
Did Cindy never contact you?
I'll call you back.
Tiana rushes to the guest room and rifles through a drawer of Raven's belongings. Finding nothing of interest, she shuts the drawer. Then, she digs through the contents of Raven's purse. Inside, she finds a letter addressed to Raven Gregory.
Raven Gregory.
Tiana taps the envelope against her hand. She shoves it back into Raven's bag.
Have a seat.
Later on the Gregory family's patio, Tiana sits with Melissa.
So, how did you get my address?
I'm Tiana Chambers and Raven's my nanny.
Raven, here, have some tea.
Tiana accepts a cup and saucer.
So, Raven is my daughter. I haven't seen or spoken to her in a few months now. Dear God, I pray that she's okay and that she is taking her medication.
Medication? You mentioned Raven left and... what, she never came back?
Melissa sips her tea.
Raven suffers from an illness which she developed from her birth mother. Schizophrenia. When I adopted her, I prayed that she wouldn't develop the same illness as her and her sister.
Raven has a sister?
Yes. A twin. But sadly, she passed away a little over a year ago. Poor Annie.
Annie
Dodson?
Tiana drops her cup.
Yes. Oh, it's okay. Did you know her as well? Don't worry, I'll clean that up.
Tiana rises from her seat.
Are you okay?
Tiana backs away from Melissa.
Yeah, I have a long drive back. I have to go. But it was nice talking to you.
Sure, but it was so nice to talk to one of my Raven's friends. If you see her, tell her I said hello and that I miss her. And that I love her and I worry about her every day.
I will.
Tiana hurries off while Melissa cleans the spill. Tiana's stride becomes a jog as she returns to her car. She climbs into the driver's seat, then takes her phone from her purse with shaking hands and drives off. She turns out of the Gregory's neighborhood.
Mark, I need you to listen to me. Donna is not who she says she is. She is Annie Dotson's twin sister. Just... meet me at the house now.
Back at the Chambers' neighborhood, Tiana races around a bend and pulls up in front of her home. She climbs out and sprints up the front stairs. Near the living room, Raven stands without her disguise. She blocks Tiana's path to the nursery.
What's the matter, T? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I don't understand.
My name's Raven. I was named after your bestie. You know, the one you killed my sister for.
Melissa told me everything.
What does she know?
She told me that she misses you and she wants you to come back home.
All she wants to do is control me and hide things from me. Like the fact that I even had a sister.
Annie?
Surprise.
Annie, how is this? This can't be.
It's actually all Melissa's fault. She should have just let me die. But no, she had to be Captain Save-A-Pants. She was the nurse in the delivery room when I was pronounced dead.
Annie's twin sister.
Bingo!
But this can't be. You're alive? Is this some type of joke?
It's not a joke at all. When I was delivered, Melissa took me to another room and she saved my life. But she never told anyone. She felt like my mother was a crackhead and I'd be better off with her. She was right, at first. I mean, I did have the best life growing up. But I always felt like something was missing. Me.
Raven waves.
Hey, Annie.
Annie waves back from the kitchen. Tiana turns and sees an empty kitchen.
Who are you talking to, Donna?
My name isn't Donna. It's Raven! She's talking to me. Her sister? You know, the one you murdered.
Annie, Raven, listen to me. I was only trying to protect myself and my friend. I didn't mean to hurt Annie. Raven, there's no one here but us.
No, sweetheart. Annie is here with us, and she's gonna make you pay for what you did to her. And when she's done with you, I'm gonna take my children, and I'm gonna go live the life I should have had with my twin. I saw the little jealousy you had for Savannah. So I just gave you a little push, and you walked right into the trap.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Tiana. Savannah and Mark? I mean, I had a better chance with your husband than Savannah.
You bitch!
Actually, that was my idea.
Annie, shut up! I'm so tired of you always trying to take credit for everything I do!
I'm just being honest. You wouldn't have the balls or the brains to pull any of this off without me.
Annie, please! I'm not finished yet.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. You. Now you're all alone. And when I leave with the babies, you'll really have no one. Raven's gone. Puppy's gone. It'll just be you. Or you.
Tiana punches Raven.
Your sister was an accident, but you came in my house. You tried to ruin my husband. Then you tried to take my two kids. Oh, hell no. This one's on purpose.
Raven lunges at Tiana, shoving her back against the kitchen counter. As they grapple, Tiana smashes the heel of her hand against Raven's nose. Then Tiana pushes Raven to the floor. As Raven gets up, Tiana slams her with a throw pillow and lands another punch to Raven's jaw. Raven takes a heel to her stomach as Tiana kicks her. Then Tiana pins Raven on a table, and a kick from Raven sends Tiana sprawling backwards over the couch. Now Raven drags Tiana across the floor. Tiana rolls away as Raven stomps at her, then staggers to her feet. Tiana drives her knee into Raven's face as they trade blows in the foyer. Tiana grabs Raven from behind and rolls onto her back. Raven struggles as Tiana's arm encircles her neck. As Raven goes limp, Tiana rolls onto her side and releases her. Then Tiana races across the living room to her phone. Shaking, she dials with her back turned toward Raven.
911, what's your emergency?
Help, I'm at 6843 Hayward Street. My nanny just tried to kill me, and I have two babies here as well. And she's threatening to take the babies, and she's trying to kill me.
Okay.
Please, hurry.
Don't worry, units are on the way right now.
Okay.
So this is important. Where is she in the house?
She's right here. She was right here on the floor, but I don't know where she is.
Hello, ma'am? Are you still there?
Tiana leaps over the couch and races upstairs with her phone in her pocket. She finds a baby monitor on her bed, then hurls it to the floor. As Tiana turns, Raven punches her in the face. Tiana falls onto the bed and Raven drags her to the floor. Then Raven pulls Tiana to her feet by her hair and hurls her to the floor again. Tiana kicks out as she scrambles away, then slaps Raven across the face and staggers out onto a balcony. As Raven follows, Tiana shoves her over the railing. Tiana stares down at the patio below. Raven's limp body sprawls on a stone slab, blood leaking from her mouth. Now in the Chambers' living room, gold and silver frames hold photos of Mark and Tiana. Officers cordon off the home with police tape as Mark arrives in his convertible. He finds Tiana on the front steps.
Baby, I gotta get as fast as I can. You okay?
I'm okay. I'm just a little shook up, that's all.
Did she hurt you?
No.
Tiana purses her lips and shakes her head. Mark offers a smile and strokes her hair.
Damn. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
He looks into her eyes.
I think it's time I come back home. Don't you think?
Thought you'd never ask.
He rests his palms on her cheeks.
I love you. And only you.
She nods.
Love you too. Love you too, baby.
Sunlight filters through tree leaves as Tiana kisses Mark. Credits. Tubi presents. A Footage Film Studios production. a Christopher B. Stokes film. The title, Assistant 2. Parker McKenna. Erica Hubbard. Vanessa Simmons. Loretta Shelby. Terrell Clayton. With Charles Malik Whitfield. And Olimi Ballard. Patricia Pinkett, Mateo Johnson. Zuri Snyder, Shaw Granville. Rianne Wells, Faith Tucker, Dante Brown. Music Supervisor Emmanuel Rich. Costume Designer Irinequa Carter. Editor Harvey White II. Production Designer Jonathan Franklin. Director of Photography Christopher B. Stokes. Executive Producer Marcus B. Houston. Executive Producer Christopher B. Stokes. Producer Marcus B. Houston. Producer Juanita Stokes. Story by Christopher B. Stokes. Screenplay by Marcus B. Houston. Produced, written and directed by Christopher B. Stokes. More credits roll. Cast: Donna Tu, Parker McKenna, Annie Dotson, Parker McKenna, Tiana, Erica Hubbard, Mark, Olimi Ballard, Melissa Gregory, Loretta Shelby, Raven Gregory, Parker McKenna, Savannah, Vanessa Simmons, Jameson, Malik Whitfield, Benjamin Gregory, Terrell Clayton, Dr. Foster, Patricia Pinkett, Hampton Gregory, Mateo Johnson, Sherry, Zuri Snyder, Judy, Shaw Granville, Ryan, Jordan Rayana Wells, Leslie, Faith Tucker, Taylor, Dante Brown. More credits roll. Logo, Footage Film Studios.